Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news are read by Jonas Yentan. In a major fillip to India's fight against terrorism and organized crime, Union Home Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated a unique digital criminal case management system, CCMS, designed by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi yesterday. In a virtual event, Home Minister Shah also inaugurated NIA's two new branch offices in Jammu and Kochi and a residential complex in Raipur. Shah also launched a mobile app, Sangalan, a compendium of new criminal laws by the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB. The newly developed criminal case management system will enable the NIA personnel to better coordinate in terrorism and organized crime cases, thereby improving justice delivery. The Sangalan app has been designed to navigate through new criminal laws as a bridge between old and new criminal laws. On the occasion, Home Minister Amit Shah urged the State Director Generals of Police to use the new age software for carrying out effective and expeditious investigations and operations. He added that it will help the state forces organize, integrate and digitalize the data generated during investigations such as case documents, extracted data, collected evidence and the charge sheets presented to the court. The Home Minister said that CCMS would further foster stronger cooperation between the central and state agencies, including the anti-terror squads of the state police. The Election Commission yesterday uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from State Bank of India. SBI had provided the data pertaining to the electoral bonds to the Election Commission on the 12th of this month in compliance with the Supreme Court's directions. The data can be accessed at www.eci.gov.in/candidate-political-party. The poll panel said in a statement that the Election Commission has consistently and categorically weighed in favour of disclosure and transparency, which is a position reflected in the Apex Court proceedings. Retired IAS officers Ganesh Kumar and Supir Singh Santu have been appointed as election commissioners. The Ministry of Law and Justice issued a notification in this regard. The post of the two election commissioners were vacant after the retirement of Anup Chandra Bandey and the resignation of Arun Goel. The BJP Nagaland State Unit said it is aware of the Government of India's acknowledgement of the grievances and demands put forth by Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, regarding the frontier Nagaland territory. In a statement, BJP State President Benjamin Yiptomi urged all stakeholders to prioritize constructive means of resolution within the framework of democratic dialogue. He said a state BJP unit is optimistic that the Government of India under Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is unwavering in its dedication to address the concerns of Eastern Nagaland and achieve positive outcomes that are mutually agreeable and pragmatic. Yiptomi urged that ENPO for magnanimity in patience and understanding as both parties navigate through any procedural complexities that may arise while trying to achieve a positive end result. He said while protests are a fundamental right in a democratic society, they should not detract from constructive dialogues that are necessary for resolution. The BJP state president also expressed regret that effigies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National BJP President J.P. Nadda were burned in Trensang on March 13, adding that such actions are unfortunate, unnecessary and serve no productive purpose, particularly at a time when sincere efforts are being made by the central leaders to address the concerns of Eastern Nagaland. Yiptomi therefore said it is incumbent upon all stakeholders to engage in meaningful discussions, respecting procedural and technical considerations to achieve a mutually beneficial outcome. Oil marketing companies, OMCs, have reduced the petrol and diesel prices by 2 rupees per litre across the country. New prices become effective from 6 a.m. today. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, in a social media post, said that reduction in petrol and diesel prices will boost consumer spending and reduce operating costs for over 58 lakh heavy goods vehicles running on diesel, 6 crore cars and 27 crore two-wheelers. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.